Welcome to this episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. I'm Chaz Hathaway, author of Marriage is Ordained of God, but Who Came Up with Dating? A humorous guide to help you succeed in dating, and Giraffe Tracks, the inspiring true story of an LDS missionary in post-apartheid South Africa. Thanks for joining us again today. We are in the stretch. Valentine's Day is this coming Tuesday, and so we're going to have the last of our series today on Valentine's Day, and we're going to talk especially to those who have not yet married and those who are old enough to get married. So we're going to talk about flirting. This is something that I knew nothing about when I first came home from my mission, when I first started the dating game. I knew nothing about flirting. I had no idea what it entailed, nor did I know when it was happening to me. And as time passed by, I met a lot of people through Institute, through activities, young adult activities and so forth. And we'd sometimes hang out afterward and we would sit around and talk about dating, you know, what we liked on a date, what we didn't like on a date. And sometimes I'd hear things where they're talking about flirting and picked up on a few things that way. But as I was preparing my book for publication, I realized I needed to talk about that because that is a serious topic. It's something that a lot of people don't know how to do, and a lot of people do it wrong or inappropriately. And so I did quite a bit of research on this and found a number of things that were kind of surprising to me, other things that were very interesting to discover. And this is a fun topic. I have to admit, this is a fun topic to study. And we're going to talk a little bit about it, and we're going to talk about it, especially how to flirt appropriately, because society loves to put in so much of the sexual side when it comes to flirting, and that is totally unnecessary, totally unnecessary. The point of flirting is not to flaunt yourself. It's to garnish your personality, and even doing that, you don't want to do it for everyone in this kind of special way that flirting is. You're not trying to flirt with everyone because then you come across as desperate. You lose that little bit of power that flirting gives you. So let's talk about how to flirt appropriately. The first thing that you're going to want to keep in mind, and this is something you've got to be doing ahead of time, be clean and well-groomed, okay? It doesn't take much effort. Take a shower every day. Seriously, every day, people. You can do it every day. And use deodorant every day. That's going to help. Comb your hair. It doesn't have to be amazing. It doesn't have to take 2 hours, but comb your hair. You know, make it look decent. Just take a little bit more time than you would if you were fresh out of bed. You know what I'm saying? Give yourself a little respect, you know, try to garnish yourself a little bit. If you're a girl, use a little makeup. You don't want to use a ton because a ton can freak people out, but just use enough. In fact, I've heard many girls say that the secret is to use just enough makeup so that people don't realize you're wearing it. And I think that's a nice little rule of thumb because it will accentuate your natural beauty. Now, you want to wear clothes that are comfortable and modest. Really revealing attire will not attract the right people. It'll very much attract the wrong people. And unless you want creepos after you, weirdos, dress modestly. Cover what needs to be covered and don't wear anything too tight or anything transparent. That should go without saying, especially in the church. Just be modest. It shows that you respect and you're comfortable with your body, that you don't need to flaunt it in order to draw attention to it. And how do you know if your clothes are modest? Well, if you're at a marriageable age, just consider that if you could cover temple garments with it, and it's not too tight or see-through, then it's modest. It's probably okay. And that's a good rule of thumb to keep in mind. Would this sufficiently cover garments? And believe it or not, good people are attracted to modest clothing. And the reason for that is because good people know that to be respected is much better than being noticed or loved or liked. Don't use conversation starters. Just start a conversation. When you first approach your target, and I'm going to call it your target, the person that you're noticing and you'd like to go and get to know a little bit, the person that you're going to go try to flirt with. When you first approach your target, you're probably going to be scared to death and you're not sure how to break the ice. You're not going to be sure how to break the ice. If you approach with the mindset of casual friendship, it's going to make things a lot easier. Be casual and fun, and you really can't lose. Using a pickup line is an instant way of saying, I'm the biggest cheese ball on the planet, and I like you. I don't think that's going to attract them. So rather than trying to be witty or seductive, just act comfortable. Don't plan some fancy, clever conversation. Just start a normal, everyday conversation. It could be as simple as asking somebody the time, or asking, you know, mentioning something about the weather. The idea is to get them talking to you. And don't try to break out the moves. That's just not going to help. Because you're not really going to be in a situation to try anything before the conversation is going. Be confident. Now, you may not feel confident when you're first approaching the person, but just acting a little more confident than you feel is going to put across an aura of comfortableness with the person. If you're not acting confident, they might think that you're uncomfortable around them, and you certainly don't want to put across that idea. Just act confident if you can't be confident. Don't be cocky, just be confident. Confidence really means being comfortable in their presence. You know, you talk to them like you would an old friend. Maintain eye contact. This is probably the most important trick to good flirting, and it's something that a lot of people don't realize, but eyes communicate even more powerfully than the mouth. Maintaining good eye contact, it can tell your target, the person that you're talking to, that you are listening to what they're saying, that you're interested in what they're saying. During a brief silence, prolonged eye contact might even tell the person that you're interested specifically in them. Of course, you don't want to stare them down. Don't, you know, get them into a staring contest. That will make somebody uncomfortable. In fact, you'll want to glance away from their eyes once in a while. Not awkwardly off to the side, but, you know, you can glance off, you know, down or something to your hands or something every once in a while, or off somewhere that you may be talking about or something, but good eye contact is very powerful in flirting. And as a note, don't look at other parts of a person's body besides the head. This is a good rule of thumb for checking somebody out. Just focus on the head. Not only is it inappropriate to check them out, but it also suggests that you're not very disciplined or respectable. And whether that was the intent or not, may be the message that they receive. So just focus on the head. And especially focus on the eyes, because like we said, that's where you're going to draw the quickest and most powerful connection. Smile a lot. Smiles are one of the easiest and quickest ways to send a positive message to the person you're talking to. It says, I'm happy being around you. And who doesn't like being around a happy person? I mean, let's be honest. Even when you find somebody that you're attracted to, if you find out that they're kind of pessimistic and have kind of a, you know, bad attitude about things, you'll lose interest. If you're happy, if you're showing, you know, just by smiling, you put across the idea that you're enjoyable to be with. Basically, it'll send the message that you like being in this person's presence. They'll get a clear message of that. And next to eye contact, smiles are probably your biggest flirting tool. And this is another thing, too. If you do get caught staring, maybe you're watching somebody across the room and they glance over and see that you're looking at them, instead of looking away awkwardly, smile. I promise it's going to be a little bit flirtatious, and it'll actually send a positive message. I betcha they'll even smile back. Show kindness. It helps to remember that this person that you're interested in is also looking for somebody, probably, and they are looking for somebody who's not only good looking, not only fun to talk to, but somebody who is kind, somebody who is considerate of other people. And if you are showing consideration, being gracious in the way that you talk to them and in your manners, it's going to come across as a good message, and they'll sense that. Some simple things you can do is just using thank you and you're welcome. You know, if somebody says something complimentary, don't say, oh, no problem. Say, thank you. That's very nice of you to say that. Think of yourself as somebody who's trying to project kindness. And don't force it and make it fake, obviously. Be kind. Just be a kind person. And if you're struggling to be a kind person, practice this thing on everybody. Practice on everybody you talk to, being nice, being considerate, opening doors, being chivalrous with everybody, not just the person you're flirting with. Because this is a make or break thing for those who might have your attention. Have close proximity and physical touch. Now, I want to say up front, of all the tricks that we're talking about, and I say tricks, of all the methods, I should say, that we're talking about, this one you have to be the most careful, okay? It's a very powerful tool, so you have to use it sparingly and very appropriately, or you will blow your chances, you'll mess things up. It can also cause the most intense reaction, for good or bad, so be very careful and wise how you use it, especially if you don't know the person well. Now, remember in grade school when you used to talk about a personal bubble? You know, this is my personal bubble. Get out of my bubble. That was not just an elementary thing. It's actually a socially established rule of physical proximity that we tend to call personal space. And that distance does vary from different cultures in the world. But generally in American and Western culture, the generally accepted distance for the average person, from one person to the other, is at least 18 inches. So if you are 3 feet from the person, that's fine, but you'll want to probably close in a little bit, because like we're saying, physical proximity, closing in just a little bit intensifies your eye contact and so forth. Now, don't cross that 18 inches mark, because that's the point where people are going to really start getting uncomfortable if you step into that personal bubble. But you can move closer to the edge of that bubble, okay? If you're 2.5 feet apart, try inching it up to 2 feet and just see. If they back up at all or kind of lean back a little bit, then back up. Just keep it comfortable. You want them to be comfortable. That's the number one thing. If they are interested or curious, then they probably won't step back, and they may like the feeling of having you a little bit closer. But again, don't get too close, okay? That will scare somebody, and you don't want to do it. Remember that the average distance for most people is more like 30 inches, okay? But you can try moving in a little bit just to see if they're comfortable with it, but do not pass that 18-inch mark. Now, this is something you don't want to do immediately. Start the conversation, start talking to them, get conversing, and then if things are going well and you're feeling comfortable with this person, you can close in a little bit, but not beyond that 18 inches. One of the reasons this is a powerful tool is because it intensifies the power of your eye contact as well as your smile, but mostly your eye contact. By moving a little bit closer, that eye contact becomes a little bit more penetrating. If the situation is appropriate, you can briefly touch them on the arm. Only on the arm and only below the elbow, meaning, you know, elbow to hand somewhere, and only for a moment. And it has to be done at just the right moment. Sometimes it's just a brush, or, you know, somebody says something funny and you just lightly touch them on the arm or something. You got to be very careful about that. And you certainly don't want to come across as clingy or touchy or something like that. That's why I say this is one of the rules you've got to be so careful with, and don't even do it if you don't feel like it is appropriate, like it is a situation. Just remember, from the elbow to the hand is the safe touch zone if the situation feels comfortable enough for it. And never, ever touch an inappropriate part of the body for any reason whatsoever. Remember that the point of physical touch and close proximity in flirting is not to get a rush, but to gently communicate your interest. Have substance. Make sure that when you're flirting, you're not just talking about nothing. And it may take some small talk to get things going. But once you get going, and you don't have to dive into the secrets of the universe, but, you know, talk about your interests. Talk about, and even better than that, get them talking about their interests. Get them talking about things that interest them. Try to get beyond the flippant conversations. You know, sometimes, especially if you approach with humor initially, it's easy to just get into a cotton candy conversation of joking and teasing and stuff. And that's fun and it's okay sometimes. Just make sure that you do communicate at some point that you do have some substance, that you are a deep person and that you have values, that you have things that you like to talk about, think about. And let me tell you a trick when it comes to conversation. When you're talking to somebody, if you want them to walk away from the conversation saying, wow, I like talking to this person, I like this person's conversations, get them talking about themselves. They won't know it, but they will be setting themselves up to like your conversation because they were the ones who were doing the talking, if that makes sense at all. You want to impress somebody with conversation skills, get them to talk. But again, don't force them into a situation where you're interrogating them and so forth. Give enough about yourself to help them feel comfortable sharing about themselves. Be optimistic. Now, there's few things that can break your chances with somebody as fast as negative comments, especially if they're about people, for heaven's sake. Don't talk negatively about people. If the conversation kind of leans toward maybe a teacher that you share in a class or something, and this teacher really is annoying or something, have it be humorous, but not putting down the person that you're talking about. Just a funny little situation that happened to you or something. But for the most part, just leave that alone. Don't talk about negative things. Don't talk negatively about people. When you have a positive attitude, the more you talk positively of things, you're putting across a sense of positive feeling in the air. Now, unless the person that you're talking to is really just has a negative personality and really cynical, which probably you wouldn't want to end up flirting with them anyway, if as long as they don't have that kind of attitude, they will resonate with your optimism and it will help them feel good about having you around and like having you around. Show wise and tasteful use of non-sarcastic humor. There's a reason that I don't just say use humor. Okay, so much of modern humor is sarcastic, it's demeaning, it's inappropriate, or it's rude. Sometimes it would be better to not even attempt humor at all than to get into one of those things of being sarcastic or inappropriate somehow. And the last thing you want to do is be considered by this person rude or inconsiderate. One of the best ways that you can leave a good impression is by getting this person to laugh. If you can get them to laugh, it'll make them feel good. They'll like having you in their presence. You can watch for simple ironies and decorate them with a little bit of exaggeration in order to create a little bit of humor or animation in your gestures and motions. And sometimes even doing that can help lighten the conversation if it's feeling a little bit stiff. Kind of laughing about something that takes place or something somebody said. Just remember to never laugh at the expense of another person, putting somebody else in an awkward, uncomfortable position in order to get the laugh. And again, this use of humor, you have to be a little more careful with because you want to make sure you know what's funny to this person before you attempt it. Otherwise, you may end up saying something that you think is funny and just sounds dorky to them. So be careful with that. But humor, especially if you can get them laughing, it can leave a very good impression. A gentle or appropriate tease. Now, this approach is similar to humor, but with teasing, you have to be even more careful. If you don't do it right, if you don't know how to do it right, don't even try it. You may burn all the bridges of opportunity. Now, the object of teasing is not to demean, it's not to put down or belittle in any way, but it's to find a fun and light way of complimenting your target in a way that gives the impression that you like your target without making them feel awkward. Okay, careful teasing also has a way of singling your target out, which could be a good way to draw attention to the fact that they've been on your mind. But again, if you don't know how to do it, don't even attempt it. Don't try it. We've gotten into some of the deeper ones in the humor and in the teasing and so forth. So don't use them until you start feeling comfortable. And if you try and it kind of backfires, back off and don't try it again. Now, generally speaking, guys like to tease more than girls do. So if you're a guy, be extra careful with teasing. But if you're a girl, try it more. It'll probably actually get a guy's attention faster than it'll get a girl's attention, because he knows that that's something that you do to kind of draw attention to them, to yourself, and so forth. So if you're a girl, give it a try. If you're a guy, be careful. Give genuine compliments. Now, here's a tip that you can use liberally without worrying about offending anybody. Now, you don't want to shower your target with shallow compliments and things that will sound insincere, but you do want to look for opportunities to genuinely compliment them. If you're complimenting them on their looks, do it in a general way. You know, saying something like, "You look great," is fine. If you have to be more specific, focus on the head, such as the hair or the eyes. You could say something like, "Your outfit really brings out the color in your eyes." And it might also be okay to say something like, "I really like your outfit." But don't get too specific, because it will make them feel strange, and you don't want to put across the idea that you're checking them out head to toe, because that is inappropriate. And just as a note with compliments, avoid tagging on the "today" or "at the moment" at the end, okay? Because if you say, "You look great today," then it may put across the idea, "You don't usually look great, but today you do." If you just say, "You look great," then you don't have to worry about that. So keep the compliments sincere. Look for opportunities to use them. And don't limit it to looks. And this is a mistake that a lot of guys will make, is they'll think that they just need to tell the girl how hot they are, you know? And to girls, that can often be very uncomfortable. And guys don't realize that it can be uncomfortable to girls. Now, a girl complimenting a guy's looks, that's probably usually okay, because he's going to be very flattered by that. But a guy saying it to a girl, he's got to be very careful how he does it. But like we said, if you do it very generally, "You look great," or "I really like how your outfit brings out your eyes," or "You've got the coolest hair," or, you know, I don't be cheesy about it, but be genuine. And pay attention, because if the person immediately seems uncomfortable from the compliment, just back off. Don't try another one right away, but make sure they're always sincere and appropriate. Another one to be careful with, but that can be powerful, is to show appropriate and careful emphasis on your femininity or your masculinity. Again, be careful with this, because you don't want to give your target the wrong idea or place too much emphasis on the physical aspect of your interest. But the key you have for getting your target's attention is your gender. Emphasizing your feminine or masculine nature can be very attractive to your target if it's done right. And it can send a subconscious message to your target that you know your role, that you know what your duties are in society or in a family. And as much as society has done to confuse general roles, we all still have instincts toward those parts of our nature. And we have clear gender duties, and our biology and our spirituality still consider those things part of our very being. So how do we use them in flirting? Just consider the general tendencies of men and women and use them subtly in your mannerisms and when you're talking to your target. If you're a guy, be assertive, be protective and confident and strong. Don't be overbearing or boastful, because that will backfire things. But be kind and decisive and serviceable. You know, offer a hand with something, offer to open a door. You know, those acts of chivalry really do kind of stand out a little. if you subtly emphasize your stature, not in an intimidating way, obviously, but in a way that makes you look like the kind of guy that could keep a girl safe and ready to help whenever he gets the chance, that will send a good message to her. If you're a girl, be kind and gentle and nurturing. Don't act submissive or fearful, okay, that will backfire, but be loving and compassionate and inquisitive. Okay, keep a good posture and find ways to draw attention to your hair. Guys go gaga for girls' hair. That's just how it goes. You can ask any guy. Sometimes just kind of playing with it a little or flipping it gently. Don't do the whoa thing, you know, where you throw it. But just little things to draw attention to it. Guys like that. Keep in mind that while there's pressure in the world to forget gender roles and become equal in every aspect, in the gospel we know that God has given us some clearly defined roles. And by emphasizing those tendencies just a little bit in your mannerisms and in the way you talk to people, you can attract people who recognize those roles and recognize the importance of those. Now, there's a couple of things you might want to keep in mind in terms of flirting. First off, there has been studies done that show that people are most likely to end up with somebody at approximately their own attractiveness level. So, you know, basically hotties end up with hotties, and those who are a little bit plainer end up with those who are a little bit plainer. I'm not trying to say that to suggest that, you know, aim low or anything. Because first off, looks don't matter as much as we tend to emphasize in the media. And also it helps to keep that in mind, because when you're going to flirt with somebody, take into consideration how attractive they are with how attractive you're aware of yourself being. And I say this very carefully because there have also been studies done that show that guys tend to think that they are more attractive than they really are, and girls tend to think that they are less attractive than they really are. And this is helpful to know, because if you're a guy and you're about to go for the real hottie, you might want to tone things down a bit and expand your horizons a little bit. Look around. Maybe there's somebody who didn't immediately catch your eye, but with exposure, talking to them, being around them, you start finding them a little more attractive. You know, expand out and look for those people who are probably not the first to be noticed, but are still very beautiful in their own ways. And consider that maybe you should approach them and try flirting with them and see what happens. You might find yourself thinking, wow, what was I aiming for this other person for? This person is gorgeous, just because you've given them a try. And if you're a girl and you tend to, you know, settle for not very good looking guys, well, expand your horizons a little bit and think, you know, I might be a little prettier than I give myself credit for, and allow yourself to flirt a little bit with some of the better looking guys. It could be that the only reason they haven't noticed you is because they always see you hanging out with guys who aren't all that good looking. That sounds funny, but you never know. Guys are weird that way sometimes. So expand your horizons a little bit and give somebody a chance that maybe you wouldn't have considered before. Remember that the focus is really not supposed to be physical anyway. Notice people for their personalities, for their testimony of the gospel, for their devotion to God, for their love of people, for their kindness, you know, those things that really matter. And when you're doing that, I think you're going to find that the looks follow. You know, you go after somebody because you like their personality, and they will start looking good. And I mentioned before, you don't want to flirt with everybody. And I want to emphasize also, you don't want to be cold to everybody except for those who you're flirting with. So be casual, kind, loving with everyone. But with those who you want to take special interest in, you might throw in a few of those extra things, like the prolonged eye contact or the, you know, closing in proximity, just a touch, some of those things that are attention getting. So anyway, that's the end of this episode. If you have any other suggestions that you found are effective for appropriate flirting, please write it in the comments or on the Facebook page. Again, this is Chaz Hathaway, and join us next week for another episode of Gospel Living Made Awesome. Thank you. Bye.